Mother, father, it's so wonderful to see the both of you. Oh, you're too kind. I am doing very well out in the country. It suits me, yes. I'm so grateful to my husband, though, that he let us travel back here for Father's name day. I hear we're going to be having a magnificent feast, and there'll be lots of dancing and entertainers. Oh, how exciting. I miss the pace of the castle sometimes. I do like the country, but everything's so lively in the city, and there's not a great many banquets. We do have our fun. There are festivals, and the gentry seem to enjoy themselves. But it's nothing like being home. Oh, it's so good to catch up with the two of you. I'm looking forward to spending time with my younger sisters as well. Are they behaving themselves? Being good little ladies? That's wonderful to hear. I had hoped that they would not get out of line after my leaving. I know that they can be a little bit mischievous, especially Fiona. But if you're telling me that she's behaving, then that's wonderful. I hope she is able to settle down a little bit more and find herself a good husband as well. I know that you'll make a proper match for her father, just like you did with my husband. I'm really grateful to the both of you. It's wonderful to be here. I know I've already said it, but I've just been missing home quite a bit. If you'll excuse me, I had better get ready for dinner this evening and get settled in our chambers. I guess I won't be going to my old room, will I? Very well. I'll see the both of you later tonight. Oh my goodness. Dinner was amazing. I forgot how talented the cooks were. Only the best for the royal family, of course, but I sure would like to take them with me back to the country. We get good help. The servants are very kind and hardworking. The cooks are skilled. It's nothing like the kind of food we used to eat here, though. No, I shouldn't have another cup of wine. That would be a bad idea. But I thank you, Mother, for the suggestion. I think I'm going to go take a little stroll and see if I can't meet up with some of my old friends and maybe visit my old room. I am a bit nostalgic for it. Good night, Mother, and good night, Father. I will see you tomorrow. Oh, Father, you frightened me. I just didn't expect to see you. I assumed you would stay in the Great Hall, having dinner with our guests and the rest of the family. I have missed you very much as well, Father. Yes, I have missed everything about you. Yes, even that. I know that the reason you matched me with my lord husband is because you were jealous that I was leaving, and you gave me a man who cannot perform. Only with the help of special herbs and medicines can he even manage to get the sword ready for its sheath. And what am I good for if not to breed an heir for him? I'm a disappointment. The peasants don't like me. They miss their previous mistress, and marrying me off to a widow was very callous of you. Of course I think about it, Father. How could I not? I do very improper things. Inappropriate things I never would have thought I would stoop to, just to get a little bit of affection. Servants, stable hands. I've had a lot of experimenting to do, just to get something a fraction close to what I experienced with you, Father. And I think that that makes you happy, doesn't it? You like that I can't find any pleasure out in the country, don't you? Because you can't find any pleasure here in the castle. Or have you already begun spending time with my sisters? Is that why Fiona has been behaving so well? Because you've been teaching her? No, of course, you would never do that. Only me, right, Father? I was your beloved daughter. The only daughter that you would ever, ever dream of touching. The oldest, the fairest, the kindest, and the only one who would keep your secret, and you knew it. No, my sisters would tell. You know that. They're brave enough to stand up to you. Act out. Tell someone. Tell Mother. I was your willing prey, wasn't I, Father? And what was the thanks I get for all the time that I spent giving you pleasure? You sent me away with some man with one foot in the grave. Yes, I dare speak to you this way, my Lord Father. Because you don't ask me to call you Your Grace. I don't speak to you like a subject or even a daughter. Do I? You taught me to be a whore, and that's how I'll speak to you. Let go of me. Stop it. You need to get back to the Great Hall. This is unbecoming. No, let go of me. I'll call for the guards. I will. Surely one of them will stand up to you. You're right. Nobody ever did, and nobody ever will. I should know that. But I guess deep down I'm just a silly little girl. I'm surprised you even like me now. Now that I've gotten so grown, mature. Now that I can think for myself. Oh. You think I've blossomed quite nicely, do you? I am just a flower to you, aren't I? Just another thing to be plucked and discarded. You could have kept me close. You could have married me off to someone who lived in the city. Or a lord who at least didn't live so many leagues away as we do. But you were spiteful. I had to marry. Mother said so. And so this is what you did to me. And now you want me again? I told you, yes, I've missed it. I won't deny it. I'm not a coward like you. No, I won't hold my tongue. I am not a coward like you. You can't even tell your lady wife what you require in the bedroom. Do you and mother even have intercourse anymore? When was the last time? It's just you, your whores, and me. And even then, you still fucked those whores. And you fucked me like I was one of them. And you made me love it. You made me depraved and sick. And I'm not recovered of it. That sickness is still in me, and I still want it. And I hate you for that. I do. I hate you. How dare you? You think you can kiss me? You think you can start this again just because I'm here in the castle with you? Everybody's going to notice you're gone. It's not like it's after dark, like when you used to come and find me, or summon me to your chambers. Ow! No, where are you taking me? I don't want to go with you. Stop. Where are we going? There'll be guards outside your chambers. They'll know what we're doing. You're right. They won't care. Fine. But I will not enjoy this. No, I won't. Well, we're past your guards. They didn't even look twice at us, did they? Did you tell them what you had planned? Has someone made excuses for you in the Great Hall? Let go of me. I won't have you tearing my dress and making me look a fool in front of the entire castle. Undress me properly if you want me. I am not a scared girl anymore. That's right. It is cumbersome to take off all of these layers, isn't it? You don't even know what it's like. Pulling me into your chambers in my nightgown and a robe. Not tonight. You will undress me and fold every piece of clothing delicately so that I may dress again and save face. I won't have my sisters knowing, and I won't have mother knowing if she doesn't already. Yes. Yes, that feels good on my neck. Yes. Yes, you remember how to touch me. You taught me what to like. Of course you can remember. I only get pleasure out of the things that you showed me. My lord husband, he would never smack my bottom as you do. And yet I crave it. And the servants who I call in to fuck me love that their mistress wants to be beaten. and have her nipples sucked on like that. Oh. Oh God. Yes, I'm wet. How could I not be? Back here in this place, where you taught me everything, where you taught me how to feel pleasure. Of course I'm wet. Oh. Oh. Your hands are so soft, just as I remember them. Oh. Not like the stable boys. Not like the groomsmen or the footmen. Oh, their hands are so rough. There is an appeal, but I did miss your hands, Father. Hey, you can't just push me over like that. You must be gentler with me now. I am a lady. Ow! You... No, I wasn't going to say anything. Yes, I like it, Father. Yes, I do. Oh, God. Oh, my Lord. I can't believe this depravity you put in me. It feels so good. On my knees. Put a pillow down for me. You heard me. Put a cushion down for my knees. It's how you should have treated a princess, and it's how you'll treat me now. Do you know what my servants think of me? Knowing that I love to take their cocks in my mouth. That their mistress loves to suck cock like a filthy whore. Oh, they love it. Of course they do. Because every nasty peasant woman does it. But a lady shouldn't do it, should she? Your lady wife doesn't, does she? That's why you have your whores do it. And I'm your favorite whore, aren't I, Father?
Oh.
Yes, I like it very much, Father. Yes. Yes, I missed it. Although, I've since learned your cock is certainly not the largest I've ever seen. I once thought, of course, it would be, but... Much to my surprise, it's merely a little above average. And I've seen enough to know. I'm sorry, Father. I'm sorry. I shouldn't goad you. Yes, I apologize. Yes, I do want to suck it. Please, Father, may I suck your cock? I remember when this was all you wanted from me. Just one nice night of your daughter's mouth on you. And then another, and another, and another. And then that wasn't enough, was it? You had to have all of me. And you want all of me now, don't you? Of course you do. I should have known. I should have expected. I thought maybe a part of me, yes, I wanted it. A part of me. Yes, I want it, Father. On the bed? On my stomach or on my back? Which way do you want your whore, Father? Oh, on my back? Do you miss the sight of your daughter's face? Do you miss kissing me while you stroke inside my cunt? Oh, how sentimental. Well, come over here and take it then. Oh, yes, Father. Yes, I like it. I love it, yes. Yes, it is better. No, it doesn't matter that it's not the biggest. It's because it's yours. Yes, Father. Yes, it feels very good. It's not as tight as you remember, is it? It'll have to do. Surely your whores aren't any tighter. I must be a little bit better than they are. I've learned a special trick as well. Do you like that, Father? Do you like the feel of the inside of my cunt squeezing on your cock? Oh, a very, very, very skilled servant taught me that. Oh, yes, he taught me so many things, Father, just like you. Oh, he knew I was a whore. And he knew how to teach me to be an even better one. Oh, yes, Father. Oh. You want me to say that? Like before? It's not proper. It's not what proper ladies call their fathers. No, I'm not a proper lady. Yes, I'm your whore. Very well. Please, Daddy. Please, please, Daddy, please. Fuck my cunt daddy, please. Yes, I want it, daddy, please. Yes, I'm sorry for being a brat. Yes, I missed it, daddy. Yes, I'm sorry. Yes. Yes, I love it, daddy, please. No, I won't say it. Fuck your nasty little whore, daddy. That's right. Fuck your whore's little cunt. Fuck your daughter's tight, wet cunt, daddy. Oh, fuck. Oh, look at you. Making me sound like a common whore again. Oh, I thought this was beneath me. You have me writhing on your fucking cock again. I can't believe you can do this to me. Oh, father. Daddy. Oh, God, yes. Yes, daddy, yes, I am. Yes, I'm going to. No, I'm not going to say it. Please come in my cunt, daddy. I want to come too. I do. Yes, daddy. You what? That's despicable. No. Everyone will know. Everyone will suspect. No, father. Daddy, you can't. You can't spill your seed inside me. You can't. To come, daddy, please. Fine. Fine. Breed me. Put an heir in me. Let my lord husband think it's his. You want that? You want that? You depraved old man. Oh, daddy. Daddy, come inside me. Oh, daddy, I'm gonna come. Oh, please come with me like you used to. Oh, yes, daddy. Yes. Oh, oh yes. Oh, 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 oh. Yes, I did enjoy it, Daddy. Yes, I am in my fertile time. It is quite possible that you managed to put an heir in me. Does that please you, Father? Making a fool of my husband? If you wanted to keep me, you should have kept me here. I will not be traveling back to the castle every time you wish. Yes, it felt good, but if you've gotten me pregnant, then your work is done, isn't it? No. No, not Fiona. not my sisters. Fine. I'll convince my husband that I need to stay with the family for a little while. Yes, and that I need to come home more often. I'm certain that he won't protest your royal decree, Your Grace. Yes, Father. No, just give me a robe and I'll have my ladies dress me again. You don't have to do anything. Yes, Father, I did enjoy it. Yes, I do love you. Yes, Father. I'm your whore. Happy name day, Father.